Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in today because we are diving into one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in GCSE business studies, the marketing mix, also known as the four Ps. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, I can almost guarantee this topic will appear in your exam. And the brilliant news is, once you really understand how the four Ps work together, you'll be able to tackle almost any business question that comes your way. So grab a pen, maybe pause, and jot things down as we go, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what the four Ps are, how they work as an integrated system, and, crucially, how to write answers that earn you top marks. Let's go! So, what exactly is the marketing mix? At its simplest, the marketing mix is the combination of decisions a business makes about its product, its price, how it promotes that product, and where it sells it. These four elements, product, price, promotion, and place, are the four Cs. And the key word here is mix because they don't work in isolation. They have to work together as a coherent strategy. Let's take each one in turn. Product. This is what the business is actually selling, the good or service itself. But it's not just about what the product does. It's about design, quality, branding, packaging, and what makes it different from competitors. That difference is called the unique selling point, or USP. Think about Apple. Their USP isn't just that they make phones. It's the premium design, the ecosystem, the brand status. That's what justifies their price and their marketing approach. Now, products don't last forever. That brings us to the product life cycle. Every product goes through four stages: introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. At introduction, sales are low and costs are high. The business is spending heavily on launch and marketing. During growth, sales rise rapidly and profits start to come in. Maturity is the peak. Sales are stable and profits are highest. Then comes decline, where sales fall as the market becomes saturated or the product becomes outdated. Businesses use extension strategies to delay the decline stage, things like updating the product, finding new markets, or changing the packaging. Don't confuse this with launching a completely new product. That's new product development, which is different. Linked to this is the Boston Matrix, which helps businesses analyze their product portfolio. Products are categorized into four groups. Stars have high market share and high market growth. They're the future. Cash cows have high market share, but low growth. They generate steady profit. Question marks have low market share, but high growth. They need investment to become stars. And dogs have low share and low growth. They're often discontinued. Now let's talk about price. This is how much the business charges, and it has to reflect the product's positioning, the target market, and the stage of the product lifecycle. There are five main pricing strategies you need to know. Price skimming means launching at a high price and reducing it over time. Apple does this with every new iPhone. Penetration pricing is the opposite, launching at a low price to grab market share quickly, then raising it later. Netflix used this when entering new markets. Competitive pricing means setting your price in line with competitors, common in supermarkets. Loss leader pricing means selling one product below cost to attract customers who then buy other things. Think cheap bread in a supermarket. And cost plus pricing simply means calculating your total costs and adding a profit margin on top. Here's a really important point for your exam. Price and demand have an inverse relationship. When price goes up, demand generally goes down. And this is where candidates lose marks. A price increase doesn't automatically mean lower revenue. If you raise the price by 20%, but only lose 10% of customers, your revenue actually goes up. Examiners love to test this understanding. Moving on to promotion. This is how the business communicates with its target market and persuades people to buy. There are many methods: advertising on TV, radio, or online, public relations, which is managing the business's image, sales promotions like discounts, buy one, get one free, or loyalty cards, sponsorship, where a business sponsors an event or team, and social media marketing, which has become hugely important for reaching younger audiences. The key thing examiners want to see is that you can match the promotional method to the business context. A luxury brand like Rolex wouldn't use a two-for-one offer. That would damage their premium image. A new small business might rely heavily on social media because it's low cost. Always link your choice of promotion to the target market and the overall brand positioning. Finally, place. This is about how and where the product reaches the customer. Distribution channels include selling directly to consumers, for example, through a company website, or using intermediaries like wholesalers and retailers. E-commerce and m-commerce, that's mobile commerce, have transformed this element of the mix. Businesses can now reach global markets at a fraction of the cost of traditional retail. However, they lose some control over the customer experience. The choice of distribution channel must be consistent with the rest of the mix. A luxury product sold in a discount store would undermine its premium positioning. A budget product sold only through exclusive boutiques wouldn't reach its target market. Right, let's talk about how to actually get the marks in the exam. The most common mistake candidates make is treating the four P's in isolation. Examiners at GCSE and beyond are looking for you to show that the marketing mix is integrated. If a question asks you to recommend a pricing strategy for a new luxury handbag brand, you need to link your answer to the product's positioning, the likely promotional approach, and the distribution channel. That's what earns you the higher level marks. Second big mistake, not applying your answer to the specific business in the question. Vague answers like, the business should use social media, get very few marks. A strong answer says, given that the business targets 16 to 24 year olds with limited disposable income, social media platforms such as Instagram and TikTok would be the most cost-effective promotional method, as this demographic spends an average of 3 hours per day on these platforms. Third mistake, confusing extension strategies with new product development. An extension strategy keeps the existing product alive. A redesign, a new flavor, a new market. New product development is creating something entirely new. They are different things, and examiners will penalize you for mixing them up. For command words, when a question says explain, you need to give a reason and develop it. Use the PEEL structure, point, evidence, explanation, link. When it says analyze, you need to explore the implications in depth. When it says evaluate or justify, you must weigh up the advantages and disadvantages and reach a clear, supported conclusion. Mark allocation tells you how much to write. A 2-mark question needs 2 clear points. A 6-mark question needs developed explanation with application. A 9 or 12-mark question needs analysis, evaluation, and a justified conclusion. Okay, let's test your knowledge. I'll ask the question, pause for a couple of seconds, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. Name the 4 elements of the marketing mix. Price, product, promotion, and place. Question 2. What is price skimming? Launching a product at a high price and reducing it over time, often used for innovative or premium products. Question 3. What are the 4 stages of the product life cycle? Introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. Question 4. In the Boston Matrix, what is a cash cow? A product with high market share but low market growth. It generates steady profits. Question 5. What does USP stand for and why does it matter? Unique selling point. It's what makes a product different from competitors and justifies its price and marketing approach. Brilliant work for sticking with me through this episode. Let's do a super quick summary. The marketing mix is the combination of product, price, promotion, and place. It must be integrated. All 4 elements need to work together and be consistent with the business's objectives and target market. Pricing strategies include skimming, penetration, competitive, loss leader, and cost plus. Products move through a life cycle, and the Boston Matrix helps businesses manage their product portfolio. Promotion must match the target market, and distribution channels must reflect the product's positioning. E-commerce has transformed place, opening up global markets at lower cost. In the exam, always apply your knowledge to the specific business context, show how the 4 P's work together, and use the command words to structure your response correctly. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.